Good morning. We're continuing with the Adam Atal Samal Zayin. We're learning Simon Vav. Chayav l'chabdoi for Archa Moshe. The Chiyav Kavod doesn't only apply when the person is alive. It applies even after the person dies. So, interesting point. You see from over here that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is not ben Adam l'chaveroi or solely ben Adam l'chaveroi, because to be ben Adam l'chaveroi, if the person is no longer here, there would not be a chiyav kavod anymore. But we see that the chiyav kavod applies, it's a chiyav on the individual, how he relates to the parent, etc. That he has a chiyav beside his own hanhaga to appreciate what the parents have given him, etc. So it's a din on the individual himself. Rav Volpe points out that the concept of a kar satoiv is really a ben adam la'atzmai. It's a hanhaga the person undertakes themselves to better themselves as a person. They appreciate what they've received. It's not so much the giving the gratitude to somebody else, it's feeling the gratitude yourself. Obviously, that should then lead to the desire to give back to somebody else as well. But it applies even if the individual is inanimate, like we mentioned, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had a course of type to the sand or to the water. He's not really giving anything to them. It's a personal hanhaga of how to appreciate what he has. So this applies even after the parents are no longer here. So how do you show kavod after the parent is no longer alive? So the Chayyadim says a few points. Shim amar davar shmo mipiv. If you're quoting the father, amar kach amar abba mori, he would point out that it's something he heard from his father, who is his teacher. Haredi kabaras mishkavai. And during the first 12 months after the parent is nifter, we know that the neshama goes through a process of tahara in Gehenna, and eventually after 12 months the person is able to go to Gan Eden. So the child during the first 12 months says, I wish that I could take upon myself any punishment that my parent is supposed to receive. I wish it would be upon myself rather than them. So I'm giving back to the parent by saying I would like to take the pain off of them, and I'd rather have it upon myself. So that's the concept of Reina Kaparis Mishkovai. And the Chayyadim points this out, that this applies both in speech and in ksiva. When a person writes, he can write a Reina Kaparis, or he can abbreviate it, Hey Chaf Mem. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is supposed to do this, like the Chayyadim says over here. It's interesting that we do not see that people necessarily do this. Chaim Falaji in his Sefer on Yardaya points out that it's become the minhag not to do this. He's not sure why that is so. So if you see people not doing it, that's understandable that they've, whatever reason, that's fallen by the waist of this concept, but it would be appropriate to do so. After 12 months have passed, he does not say Reina Kaparis Mishkova, because that would indicate he believes that they are in Gehenna. Only Rishoyim are in Gehenna for that period of that long. Significant Rishoyim, unique Rishoyim that stay in Gehenna after 12 months. So obviously he would not say that. But what he says is Zecharon Levracha. We know the Tzaddikim, just mentioning them is a source of Bracha, like Rashi points out. So my parents are Zecharon Levracha. So that's one way that a person can show kavod l'achra moisoi through speech is the way he mentions the parent. He mentions the parent simultaneously with mentioning the parent. He's indicating some elements of hakaras hatov and appreciation for the parent and wishing he could take help with the parent in some way. A person says kaddish during the first year or on the yard site. The root of the concept of saying Kaddish is Kibud Av V'Em. So it's an interesting point. For example, if there are multiple people who are Chiyuvim, they're in the first year after the parent is Nifter, and they have a mitzvah to daven for the Amid, so they work out a plan. They divide it up amongst the various Chiyuvim. So what is about a situation where you have one individual who's nifter and he has one son saying Kaddish, and another individual who's nifter who has two sons saying Kaddish. So we could argue that if the primary purpose is for the nifter, they should divide it between the two niftorim, and the two sons of the second individual will then divide that between themselves. We don't do it like that. We divide it up in thirds between the three people. Because the main root of this concept is the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, which each one has to be mechabed, and the fact that there are two people saying Kaddish for the same parent does not change that each one has their own personal chiyuv of kibud av v'em, which is the primary motivator of this concept of saying Kaddish, to give kavod and give something back to the parent. It's a schus for the parent. So each individual has their own personal chiyuv of kibud av v'em. I want to expand on this a little more, Bessel Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.